for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Texter writes in, me and the guys had a pull-up bar at the entrance of the bathroom in college. Had to do 10 every time you went in.
Nice little rule.
Does that mean like I could be like 15 beers deep and have to take a dump and I got to do 10 pull-ups? That's a dangerous situation right there, buddy.
Oh, get them in.
And what if I'm tired from doing all the pull-ups the day before? What if I only do 8.5? Am I allowed to go to the bathroom?
No.
Don't like it. Would make you stronger. You do 10 a day or multiple, probably 30 a day?
Mm-hmm.
More than that. Imagine how many times me with my bathroom breaks, I'm doing pull-ups.
You'd be sneaking away, going down to the next floor.
Good point by you. You know me well. It's exactly what would happen. Jesse Marshall joins us right now. He, of course, from The Athletic. He's on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Most kids get excited on Christmas Eve. Jesse Marshall gets excited for the NHL draft. Hello, Jesse. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure to be talking to you.
Well, our pleasure, Jesse. And this was a big one for the Penguins. 13 picks, the most they've taken in one draft in 31 years. Let's start with Ben Kindle, number 11 overall. I read that some think that Dubas reached to get him. I don't know enough about these guys. That's why we have you on. Did he reach, and what do you know about Ben?
I think it's, you know, it is a little bit of a reach. But I here's the thing that I put the caveat on with that, is that Ben Kindle was the line mate of Tanner Howell, who got traded to the Calgary Hitmen at the beginning of the year from a really horrible Regina Pats team. And they spent all year together. And instantaneously, from their time together at the inception of that grouping, one of the best lines in the WHL. So the Penguins got a very long, close viewing of Ben Kindle, just vis-a-vis Tanner Howell, who's already in their system. And I don't, you know, I think for them to be that close to a player throughout the course of the year takes a little bit of the perceived risk away that you might think there is. So I had Ben Kindle at 20, Adam. So, to, you know, 20 to 11, I don't think is that huge of a jump. And I think there were a lot of outlets that had Ben Kindle as a top 10 player. So, you know, I don't think it's too far of a reach, especially considering how much they like this player and the individual sample size that they've got of watching him up close. But make no mistake, I mean, if you came up to me, Adam, and said that Ben Kindle's the best defensive forward in the draft, I wouldn't argue with you about that.
Oh, wow.
And it's funny because that's not what he's known for. Right? That's not that when you listen to people talk about Ben Kindle, that's not what they start with. They start with his hands, his shot, the creativity, He's a really lethal offensive talent, but what shocked me the most in watching him was how much of that is born off the back of him stealing the puck. And it's not a physical, I equate him, guys, to a safety, the way a safety plays in the NFL. You know, they sit downfield, right? They read those plays and wait for an opportunity to pounce. And that's what Ben Kindle's doing. He's really good at reading plays. He's a timing-based attacker. His stick work is phenomenal. So he's kind of laying in wait, right, stalking the play. He sees it developing, and then he pounces. And he either intercepts the pass at the point of action or gets a stick on the player at the point of action. And then that's when the magic happens, right? That's when he takes over, and his creativity, his hands all come to the forefront. And he's just absolutely lethal in those transition situations. And the thing is, he generates just so much of them. And I have a video out on him in The Athletic today. You need all your fingers and toes to count the number of times he scores off of a turnover.
Jesse, Bill Zonin, 18 years old, 6'2", 185, some decent size right there. It seems like that he's going to have some things to clean up. He's a little bit raw, but do you like the pick with their second pick in the first round of Bill Zonin?
Yeah, this one's my favorite, guys. I got to be completely transparent with you. Bill Zonin is somebody I became aware of in November as a late first, early second round pick, but he went on a 23-game point streak around Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving, scored a point in every single game he played in the month of November. And that'll get your attention, right, when you hear about that. So I started watching him early. I do think there's the element of rawness to his game. But when you watch him play, you're watching Chris Kunitz and Patrick Hornquist and those kind of style of guys. Right?
Let's go.
Like he is a nightmare. And when you watch him go into the boards with defensemen, they tap out. They quit. In the third period of a game, they don't have anything to do with Bill Zonin on puck retrieval because they're tired of it. They've just taken a beating all night long, and he hits hard. He hits really hard. In front of the net, you can't move him. He fights. You see sticks flying around in the crease. It's because Bill Zonin's not giving that position up. Now let's layer on top of that the fact that he just overpowers people with his wrist shot. A lot of the goalies he beat this year, it was power and placement. Oh, right past the glove, just right past it. It's like he's throwing Paul Skeens heat at people. I think now here's where it gets, you talk about the refinement, that selection's got to get better, right? I think he's got to be a little bit, he's an energy guy. You know, when Steve Hartley, the coach, and Rowan Noranda needed something to happen, they sent Bill Zonin over the boards. That was the plan. Put Zonin on the ice. Something is going to take place next, right? And I think that you know, that ball of energy and that work ethic, it's all very good, but I think sometimes it's misused, right, in actions that aren't really beneficial to the game. Like maybe it's finishing a check away from the play that you should have peeled off of. Maybe it's not taking that shot. I'm not worried about any of that, right? This is a player who has gotten really good at hunting open ice with the puck on a stick and not conceding possession. When you add in all these other developing offensive skills and just this powerhouse of a shot, the thing for me, guys, is the ceiling on this player, right, is on the third floor. Like, Bill Zonin, to me, is playing in the National Hockey League. Maybe it's he's a fourth-line center or a fourth-line wing. We don't really know what position he is yet. I think we'll figure that out this year. But best-case scenario beyond that, maybe he's playing on your second-line wing, right? So I think there's a wide variety of outcomes here. All of those roads, though, lead to Bill Zonin playing in the NHL to me in some fashion. I just don't see this as a risky pick. I had him at 24th. They took him at 22. I was tempted to put him higher than that because he's just so much fun to watch. The fun meter on this guy is broken. So I think this will be, I said on Twitter this weekend, this is your favorite prospect and you just don't know it yet. And I think once people see him in Pittsburgh and get a sense of how electric he is, that'll turn out to be true.
Jesse Marshall of The Athletic joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Will Horkoff, number 24 overall. His dad, Sean, I feel super old, played over 1,000 games in the NHL. Not the biggest guy, just 6'5", 203. So it seems like they kind of got all different shapes and sizes, didn't they, Jesse?
They did, yeah. And this is the one that I think everybody's kind of got to put their patient hat on for, because I think Will Horkoff is a project with a really high potential to turn into something special. I think that is a long ways away. He's kind of jumped around, right? I think he settled at Michigan this year. He didn't get to Michigan until the winter. So the season was halfway over by the time he got there. to be, you know, the United States national program this year, guys, was sour. It was, there was something wrong with it. Dan Muse left and it kind of like this became a disaster. You know, they were decent and good at times internationally. When they were domestic playing against college teams and, you know, USHL squads, they were getting kind of shoved around and beat up, which is weird. So he left that situation, as did, you know, a lot of people. It wasn't working out for him. I don't think he had an identity on that team. I don't know that they knew what his role was. But the first game he played at Michigan, he had 2 points. That was the outdoor game at Wrigley. And just was an absolute monster and all night. That calmed down with time. But look, this is it's a physical freak of nature who can skate, right? I think there's a lot of stuff that has to happen from a refinement perspective. I'll just give you one thing, guys, like his hands. He's got, does not have soft hands right now at all. Like, it's just not, like, you watch the tape. I watched all 18 from Michigan this weekend, and he's like killing a lot of entries, right? He played 18 games at Michigan and carried the puck across the blue line with possession 25 times. That's not a lot, right? So I think there's a learning curve here. I think he's in the right place. Michigan's a great program. The NCAA next season is going to be the place to be. It's going to be chock full of talent. I think he's going to have a much larger role in that squad. But you watch him play, you see there's a really good player there that's just right now raw, unrefined, a little inexperienced, and frankly played in 3 different situations and teams over the course of the last calendar year. And I think it showed, right? I think it shows. So I think this one's the one that's a little bit more long-term for me, but you can very clearly see in this tape why they picked him, right? And there are times where he's either bowling somebody over or pulling out this set of hands that belies his size and kind of dangling around people, but it's just, it's so piecemeal right now. So this one, long-term, I think, you kind of let this one marinate, let him go back to Michigan. He's going to get some time, right? I think this is somebody that probably spends a little longer amount of time in the NHL potentially, but I like the pick, right? I mean, I think that they saw something they really liked that allowed them to jump up and target him. He's a little bit further back. I had him ranked 35th overall. But again, physical tools that you don't see every day. These players don't grow on trees. And obviously comes from, you know, a pretty strong set of bloodlines as well. So, again, physically impressive, but I would implore everyone to not rush this one. I think that this one's a little bit one that has got to bake for a little bit longer.
You talked about Zonin's high floor, and you talked about the skill and the defensive prowess of Ben Kindel. Which one of those guys makes it to the league first, and what's the best-case scenario on their arrival time?
2 to 3 years for both, I think, realistically. You know, and with Ben Kindel, I think he's missing a tiny bit of NHL-level burst in his skating. He's not a bad skater. I don't want people to walk away from that, the conversation, thinking that at all. He's a dynamic skater. I mean, the kid's, he's spinning around, you know, dangling around people in spin moves. So he's obviously got cutting and maneuverability, but I think that top-end pop is not there yet, which will come with time. And he's a string bean. He's still small, right? And he's, you know, 5'11", 175. So I think, you know, he's got to get a little bit bigger to be able to handle the rigors of the levels that are to come. But I'm not, I still think, you know, if you're looking for like a comparable player at him, like he's got that Nick Suzuki vibe, right? A good defensive center who's got hands, makes his teammates better, and is just an absolute nightmare to play against because of how smart he is. That's a very easy comp for me. For Zonin, I think the road could be shorter, just because he's already got that size and that physicality, and I think his willingness to crash and bang and sort of like play without any regard for his own well-being is a good sign of things to come, right? And usually that's the hump junior players have to get over when they go pro. I think that'll be something like Bill Zonin's looking forward to. You'll hear a lot about his skating. I've seen the sentiment a lot this weekend that Bill Zonin's a bad skater. It's driving me crazy. It's driving me nuts. I don't know how you watch the video of him and just see him like barreling through the neutral zone at 100 miles an hour, chasing down pucks, and think, wow, that's a bad skater. It looks weird. It is not. He is not classically trained, right? Like, it just looks like he figured it out on his own, but it's working, right? So I think there's a lot of wasted energy in his stride and a lot of like extra movement that I think with an NHL level skills coach is going to get cleaned up in the snap of your fingers. But I just think the style of play that Zonin has makes the potential runway for him a little bit shorter. And I think with Horkov, probably the longest one, right? I think you're probably, again, in that 3-year range for him and maybe beyond. But again, if some of this skill comes and clicks for him next year, and he's got that time to settle into Michigan now, he's found a home, right? If that light bulb goes off, I might be shortening that up just because of how much of a freak he is.
Jesse, what were your initial thoughts on George LaRocque's tweet about Sidney Crosby potentially being traded?
Here's the thing. We have to stop caring about this because it's not going to go away, right? Like, it's not going to go away. What you're seeing is NHL media people living out their fantasy, right? Like, they want so badly to be able to cover a Sidney Crosby is traded project that they're almost in tears trying to manifest it on the internet. I think it's sad to have a guy come out publicly and make how many statements now? I mean, we got to be up to 8 over the course of the last 3 years about his intention. To ignore that, right, from a guy who's been in the league as long as Sid has and the ambassador to the league that he is, to ignore that for your own selfish interests in a story you want to write is kind of disrespectful to me. I'm going to be honest with you. So, you know, I don't know. Again, I don't know how many times we're going to have to see Crosby and Brisson and the Penguins come out and say this is ridiculous. Like, even Nathan MacKinnon had to do it this weekend.
Yeah.
So, to me, it's very disrespectful. I think people are thinking selfishly here, and they want to talk about a story. They want to make it happen. And, Sid's been in the league a long time, right? He's done everything everybody's ever asked for him except skip a couple All-Star games. So, it's crazy that we're going to keep doing this over and over again. Every time we enter a new season of the NHL, whether that be free agency, trade deadline, draft, a random Tuesday night in November, somebody's, going to kick the fire on this until he hangs them up.
Jesse, this was excellent. We should do this a lot more, especially given the state of things with the Penguins, because there's going to be a lot of young guys we're going to want to break down over the next couple of years. And we look forward to your video piece coming out today on The Athletic. Thanks for jumping on, man.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Great breakdown, Jesse. Thank you.
Oh, man.
That was great.
He John Clayton'd it. He was out.
Yeah. He did his job, in and out.
So good at that.
He's thorough.
He's naming coaches' names.
I mean, that's hard.
Quebec Major Junior League.
That's hard. That's like baseball. I mean, like, football, we talk about this all the time. Football, you get to see the guys because they play college football. You watch college football. If you're a fan of college football, you're usually a fan of NFL. If you're a fan of NFL, you're usually a fan of college. So you get to see these guys every Saturday. With hockey, like, you got to dig. You got to dig, and you got to do your homework. I mean, there's so many guys all across the world that you have to cover. It is that is a unique skill that Jesse and a lot of these guys out here have that can evaluate these prospects, and I just give them a lot of credit, man.
Me too, man. That's a passion. It's a passion. You'll see it in his piece today whenever he's great at it because he uses the analytics, but he also knows how to break down the video. Coming up next, we'll react to what Jesse had to say. We don't need to zoom in on every particular prospect. We had him on to do that. I'm not going to pretend like I've sat here and watched video of all these guys, but 13 picks in this year's draft, the most in 31 years in a single draft for the Penguins, including 3 in the first round. What does this tell us about the direction now for Kyle Dubas? And it looks like this is probably going to be the hardest season of Sidney Crosby's career. What does that mean? We'll get to that as well. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Jesse Marshall of The Athletic. Nobody knows prospects like that guy. We're lucky to have him in Pittsburgh. And he broke down the 3 players the Penguins took in the first round of the NHL draft. I think it's noteworthy that Kyle Dubas did not trade up into the top 10 to get a more sure-fired superstar guy, perhaps someone who would be closer to playing in the NHL. Jesse said, best-case scenario, those top 2 guys, 2 to 3 years before they're in the NHL. And for Will Horkoff, 3 years at the earliest before he's in the NHL. Now, I'm not criticizing Kyle Dubas for this. This is the way the NHL draft works. And if there's 5 can't-miss blue chip guys, maybe they'll get there faster. This was looked at as not a great draft. But instead of moving up to take one of those guys, there were no takers. None of those picks were traded. Dubas trades back. Then he trades back again, winds up with 3 first-round picks. And again, none of those guys are going to be here for at least 2 years. We're getting our answers here, folks. This isn't going to be that stop on a dime rebuild on the fly, I don't think, from Kyle Dubas. This is a rebuild. Malkin's going to retire, we think, at the end of the year. Maybe go back to Russia, whatever. Letang's contract still has term. Crosby will be here for as long as he wants to be, and we'll get into him coming up in a couple of minutes. But apart from those guys, I think it's a Tank for McKenna kind of situation here, man.
Looks like it.
It sure does, doesn't it?
It looks like it.
Like, it'd be something totally different if you got a couple of low or high floor guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you took a couple of Zonins, who was the second pick they took in this first round, who have a high floor, but because they're physically able to play at this level, they get here a little bit faster. No, that's not the case. So it's going to be a rebuild. And Dubas has sort of been careful about the way he talked, but we talk about this all the time. General managers, coaches, sometimes players will lie, but you can't lie in the personnel moves you make. And you take three guys that aren't going to be here for a little while, this is a full rebuild.
Yeah, it seems like it. You know, I just, it would be something if they did end up getting McKenna, though, next year.
Oh, my God.
That would be something. Wouldn't it? Like, that would be pure Penguins juju.
I saw a dude who's a big hockey guy tweet out, I think it was yesterday, the Penguins roster right now. And free agency begins on the 1st. But the roster right now, he said, that's a bottom 8 roster in the league.
Yeah.
Like, you need to do a little bit more work to get into the bottom 5
right.
to give yourself a real good chance at Gavin McKenna. I think that's the right play. I do. Like, to spend the money necessary, to make the moves necessary to turn the Penguins into a Stanley Cup contender, because that's what Dubas said he wants to do right now. I just don't think it's possible. Now, I had said at the end of last season, and I do still agree with this, if Dubas wanted to make the Penguins a fringe playoff team, I think he could do that this offseason. Make them a fringe playoff team. They have $24 million in cap space. You can create more with some trades, and then you can go buy some guys. If he wanted to, I think they could be a playoff-ish team this year. But what's that worth?
Mm-hmm.
And then how far does that set you back into the future? At some point, you need to commit to a rebuild, and it seems like he has. And when he was asked about free agency by the writers at the end of the draft, he said they're going to be active, but not the big-time guys. And they need to make the blue line better. So my guess would be the players they're going to acquire, they're going to have on short deals that aren't going to cost a ton of money, guys that are probably flippable assets at the deadline, and that's what it's going to look like.
Well, that's a different tone than, you know, whenever he first got here. It was like everybody, you know, we'll get an opportunity. We'll look at everybody in free agency. We'll look at everybody, and it could be the top tier players. Everybody, you know, is going to be on the table. That is on the table that we will look at. So now that he's kind of specific about it, that just does tell you what their mindset is.
Plus, they hired Dan Muse.
Right.
And Jesse talked about what USA Hockey looked like after Dan Muse left. Dan Muse was called a developmental coach. Like, that's what he's supposed to be good at, developing young players. So you couple that with the fact that you take 13 guys in the draft and the top 3 picks ain't going to be here for at least 2 years. It's a rebuild. And maybe Sidney Crosby will be here when they're good again. But they ain't going to be good this year. They probably ain't going to be good in 2 years. And what Sid is left at that point? I mean, I think he can play until he's 45, but eventually he's not going to be a point-per-game player.
He'll be 40-ish.
Yeah. He still could be that guy then.
He still probably would have 3 years of good Sid left.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give him till 43.
I will say this year's going to be really taxing on him.
Yeah, no, that was my next question to you. Like, I mean, how, like, and you, whenever you know it's like premeditated and you're going to a situation you know it's not going to be good and you just have to deal with it, like, that's tough. And especially whenever you've been the highs of the highs before, like, I'm very interested. I'm more interested now to see how this does play out this year with Sidney Crosby, like, what it really looks, what it's really going to look like with Letang, with Malkin, and them knowing the direction of the program. Like, I'm very interested to see, like, how do you not play? Like, what if they...
He's pretty much a traveling circus act. I mean, he's the reason that you're going to sell tickets, whatever tickets you do sell this year. He's the reason that opposing teams' fans are going to get into the barn when the Penguins come to town. But apart from that, you got to be a really niche hockey fan to enjoy what we're about to all endure. Yeah. And if you're a guy, like you said, who's won at the highest level as much as Sid has, this is going to blow, man. And I think he's going to be a great teammate. And I think he's going to, this is probably poor phrasing, but I think he's going to hold guys' hands through this. I think he's going to help with the development, but it's going to tear him up inside.
Yeah.
It's got to tear him up right now that you know you're not going to contend. And I saw Josh Yowie write that this is going to be the hardest season of Sid's career. And I agree. His first year, the team was awful. He racked up 100 points, but he hadn't won anything yet. And he knew what he was walking into, and there was still all his entire career out ahead of him. So, okay, we're going to struggle, but we're going to grow together. Now, he is tasked with helping the franchise grow potentially beyond when he steps away. That's a totally different animal here. And I think if there's one guy with the character to handle the job, it's him. But it doesn't mean it's going to be easy on the guy.
Oh, man.
And then that brings us to what George LaRocque tweeted and what Spittin' Chicklets put out there, that Sid could be on the verge of moving. Now, Rob Rossi shot that down. Sid has preemptively shot that down now for years. We'll get into it coming up next. Later on in the hour, what James Harrison had to say about Mike Tomlin, and we got Mark Caboli from 9 o'clock.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Think many Penguins fans got a scare on Friday night when George Larocque, former Penguin badass, tweeted, "I'm hearing there's a very good chance that Crosby will play somewhere else." I know I went, whoa! Because usually it's a spitting chicklet guys being like, oh yeah, get him out west. Get him to the Avs with his buddy, Nathan MacKinnon. Or usually it's some columnist in Montreal who's like, hey, give Sidney Crosby to win a cup. He could do it right here with the Canadiens. Even though they haven't won since 1993 and they hold themselves in way too high regard. Uh-huh. Anyhow, so we're all freaking out. Then Rossi, Rob, of The Athletic, covered the Penguins forever. He comes off the top rope with a flying elbow. He writes, "For what it's worth, I just spoke with someone who would know, cough, cough. Anything you read this weekend about Sidney Crosby leaving the Penguins is, in the words of this person, quote, a joke, end quote, and this person of all persons would know. He'd, like, know before anybody." Hmm. So that could be either Sid, yes, or Pat Brisson, his agent.
Right.
Rossi would then continue. Another tweet, "Pat Brisson, agent for Sidney Crosby, told me just now in text message that speculation about Crosby leaving the Penguins are baseless rumors, so there's a name for you." So then George Larocque, the next day, he comes back around, and this is a lot of words here from George. "Okay, so to be more specific about the Crosby rumors, yesterday I heard that at the deadline there's a good chance for him to be dealt. We have been hearing about this for a while, but it makes sense. Crosby's a winner after winning three cups. Does he want to end his career by missing the playoffs 4 years in a row? The best part of hockey is the playoff. Why do you think he played in the World Championships this year?" Oh, I don't know, George, because he would never say no to Canada. Right. I mean, what the hell? "He loves the game, loves to compete. As for Pittsburgh, my former team that I loved, every team goes through a rebuild and think about the future of the franchise. If you keep all your top players too long, it's going to be a long process of rebuilding. So when I have a conversation with someone much closer to him than me, it makes sense. Sadly, the team mentioned was not Montreal. Stay tuned. We will see what he decides at the deadline." Look, Crosby has said a bunch of times now he wants to finish his career here. And he's a human. I'm a human. Things change. And I would never rule out the possibility of him wanting to change his mind. But until I hear it from him, I ain't buying it. Because we all want different things. Yes, Sid is the ultimate winner. He's won three championships. They won at the Four Nations face-off. You've got Olympics coming up, which I think actually helps Sid a lot. You've got the World Cup of Hockey in 2028. But these are opportunities for him to win, even though the team he plays on in the NHL isn't going to do a lot of winning. But if he says he wants to spend his entire career here because that's what his idol Stevie Y did, his other idol and roommate Mario Lemieux did, then I'm just going to take him at face value because Crosby's been nothing but honest his entire career.
I think this is a situation where George Larocque was trying to piece things together and trying to use his hockey acumen and to make a decision on what he thinks is happening with Sidney Crosby and what's happening in the NHL and where he thinks he should, what he thinks he Crosby should do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, obviously he talked to somebody, but you know, you could talk to anybody and somebody could say like, "All right, yeah, this makes sense that this guy is going to get traded or wants traded." I think George Larocque was just using his mind of piecing things together to say, yeah, this makes sense. If Sidney Crosby were to get traded, I want to get out ahead of it. I don't know, like, I mean,
I'm with you on all that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and I love George Larocque.
Oh, absolutely.
Who doesn't love George Larocque?
Absolutely. I had one of his sticks after the game.
What?
One of the games, yeah. Tagliani gave me one of his sticks after one of the games back in 2007 or something like that. But yeah, this is a hockey player and a former teammate trying to piece things together that makes sense in their mind. And it's just like Sidney Crosby, if he were to do that, like, he wouldn't have signed. If he wasn't ready for the rebuild, he wouldn't have signed.
Yes, I think he knew exactly what he was signing up for.
Exactly. Why would he get him? He knows what's happening.
People talk about frequently, people who know the game, about how smart Sidney Crosby is. And that if he wanted to, he could run a team later in life, and maybe he wouldn't. I don't know. He's a hockey lifer. Like, he's that smart. He doesn't see what's going on around him.
Yeah.
He doesn't have an understanding that they're not going to be a good hockey team. Doesn't mean this year's going to be easy. We tackled that. It's going to suck for him, I would imagine, this year. But he knew what he was signing up for when he signed the deal. And he has said it a million times. Loved Stevie Y. Loved that he played his entire career with the Red Wings. Loves that Lemieux spent his entire career with the Penguins. And I'll tell you what, I love Sid so much and appreciate what he's brought so much that if he did ask to be traded at the deadline, I'd be all for it. He has earned the right because he's an all-time great and an all-time great Penguin. Whatever he wants, I'm doing. If he wants to keep signing here, yeah, by all means, I want him to sign here. If he wanted to leave, I wouldn't blame him for that either. But I think he wants to stay. Now I want to have fun with George Laroque. So George played 695 NHL games. Racked up 1,126 penalty minutes.
Nice. He used to warm up with boxing gloves before games.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
He only averaged 8 minutes and 20 seconds a game.
He got all every bit of the 8 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yes, he did. And my favorite stat was, which season was it? So with the Penguins, he scored 4 goals. That's the most he ever scored in a season with the Penguins. 2 of them were game-winning goals. So 50% of the time, when that guy was scoring, he was scoring the deciding goal, baby.
Is he? Do you think he's one of the most feared hockey players of all time?
I mean, definitely that era, he's right up there. Yeah, I mean, there's not a place for those guys really anymore.
Not anymore.
You had that Rempe clown for the Rangers who's a big jackass.
Wilson, maybe.
Yeah, but he's a really good player,
yeah,
too.
He's a skilled hockey
player.
He was
a first-round pick. George was just going to beat ass, and that's how he was going to stay in the league. And, yeah, dude, I think he is.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Because like, you stick around for 12 years, and you're playing only 8 minutes a game, there's a reason why you're hanging around for 12 years. It's because no one's as good at that as you were. Sorry to cut you off. I'm going off on a Laroque tangent.
No, I mean, Laroque in his prime and Ryan Reeves in his prime. Who do you like?
I want to see it. Second round pick. I want to see how it's escaping me how long Ryan Reeves has been in the league. 14
years!
Yeah,
he's been in there for a while. He's my age, right?
He's played 912 games. Holy bird milk. Averaged 8 minutes and 46 seconds a game.
Look at that.
What a disconnect there at the beginning of his Penguins tenure.
Oh, man.
We need to get tougher. We need to get more physical. They got that guy Tom Wilson in Washington. Let's go out and get the toughest son of a gun we can find in Ryan Reeves. And Sullivan's like, all right, yeah, I'll play him 3 minutes a night.
Right.
6 minutes and 45 seconds he played his in Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Holy cow. Okay. Coming up next, another feared guy, James Harrison, one of the baddest dudes around. Critical in his praise of Mike Tomlin. We'll get to that next.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With Mike, the biggest thing, I guess, that I liked about him is he is a player's coach. And the thing that I disliked about him is he is a player's coach to a point of sometimes it can disrupt, you know what I'm saying? Because it goes maybe a little too far with allowing certain things, you know what I'm saying? With certain players. And then it becomes an issue, you know, with that player.
James Harrison talking about Mike Tomlin. Best quality is a player's coach. Worst quality, he's a player's coach. And I don't know that anybody would disagree with that. The 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. What I'm wondering is how many non-players coaches exist anymore. Like, how many badass coaches do we got these days?
I mean, badass now is Campbell from Detroit, but he's a player's coach.
He cries when they lose because he feels like he let his dudes down.
Sean McVay, player's coach. Sirianni, player's coach. McDaniel, player's coach. Ben Johnson, I don't know. I guess to be determined.
Now, Caleb Williams came out. Ben Johnson, I'm happy you brought him up. He's the head coach of the Bears now, was the offensive coordinator under Dan Campbell in Detroit. He said, Caleb Williams did, that Ben Johnson has been all over him and that he likes it, coaching him hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be a player's coach. I don't think so. Just by just his demeanor.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like he's like a, come into my office, kick your feet up.
Did you watch whenever he walked into the Bears facility?
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Yeah. He talked to all the employees, and it reminded me of that scene from The Bear, which you need to watch that show. It's a really good show.
Yeah, I watched a couple episodes, but couldn't get into it.
And it's about cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said there's non-negotiables. Bang! Puts it up on the wall, and he's a real hard ass about it. Yeah, I could see Ben Johnson being that way, because that's kind of what he seemed like when he walked into the meeting room. I think it's few and far between, though.
Mm-hmm. Like, Andy Reid's always been a player's coach.
Yes.
Always.
Think about all the stuff that T.O. got away with. And he's now vaulted himself into the all-time great conversation. I'm not playing defense for Tomlin here, because there are times you got to sit a guy down. We saw Donnie Kelly do it with O'Neal Cruz the other day. Sometimes, if a guy's detrimental to the team, you have to cut off your nose to spite your face. Mike Tomlin should not have allowed George Pickens to play on Christmas Day when he showed up late.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that they had been losing in large part because they didn't have George Pickens. But you got to see the forest through the trees. You got to think beyond just that game. So I'm not playing defense for Tomlin, but I think the days of there being like a 50-50 mix of old school and players coach, I think those days are gone. And Cowher was tough on guys, but Cowher was also a players coach too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, even Harbaugh, players coach. I mean, Jim Harbaugh is even a more players coach than John Harbaugh.
Oh, he's out there with gloves on, wearing his khakis, throwing the football.
Big time players coach. But that works to an extent. Like there, I think that whenever you're a players coach, there has to still be that line of authority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still have to demand it. Like Campbell. Like, he still demands the, like, you know, I'm the authority here in the building. Like, I am boss. But, yeah, like, I'll treat you, you know, like a player, but I am boss. And you respect that. And I think that there's a fine line, and I think he does it probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
But even, like, a McVay, though, he's a player's coach, but I think he has so much respect because he's so smart. It's not like he's, like, I'm the boss, like, walks in and everybody knows it. I don't think he walks in a room and commands that respect. But I think he's just so smart and so good at what he does that players just automatically respect him. But he also, you know, is a player's guy.
I think Tomlin kind of is like the substitute teacher where you're always trying to see how much you can get away with, like depending on who you are. Because you talk about McVay and his brilliance. Tomlin, you would think, hard-nosed guy, wants to run the ball, wants to play defense. He's a defensive guy at heart. And so with that, you would think there'd be more of an old school mentality, but there's really not.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Tomlin's that substitute teacher that's not the younger substitute teacher that you would get, but the older one that you think is not paying attention, but you're in a class mixed of seniors, juniors, sophomores, and freshmen. And, you know, the seniors will be, you know, messing around, but the substitute that's old looks up and yells at the freshman.
Yes.
And knows that I'm not going to yell at the seniors. I'm going to just yell at the freshmen because they're freshmen.
That's a good point. Joey Porter, oh, you made a mistake here. You're a rookie. We're going to phase you in real slow. Meanwhile, we played Antoine Blake every damn snap because he was in the league for a little bit. No, I think you're right about that. We'll talk to Caboli about this because Harrison also talked about his final season in Pittsburgh. And, man, I think there's some revisionist history from James. We'll let people hear the quote when we come back. That's when he wound up getting released and going to New England. We'll get into that coming up next. Fan weather, though, first brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High today of 86. That's Hines Ward. Low of Evgeny Malkin, 71.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.